You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I appreciate you guys coming out to me each day trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. Over the last few days or last few weeks, it's been a little confusing because we have a government shutdown and we have all these things going on. We don't know if tariffs are going to go through. We have wars that are there then not ending. So if you're a home buyer, you're a homeowner, you're an investor, how do you maneuver this market? So in today's video, I dissected yesterday's data. We had a stock market that rallied over 500 points. We had mortgage rates and the bond yields that dropped over 4%. Why? We have the government shutdown and really no data. Well, I took a deep dive in it for you guys. So today we're going to try to figure out what's going on with these and why, but I took a deep dive into this, so I think you're going to be a little surprised where earnings is going to come in to play a role in this, and thank goodness we've been watching earnings over the last few weeks. So without further ado, let's get over to today's markets to figure out what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So here's what we look at today. Yesterday we had a stock market that was up like 500 points. Today it's back up. We got green, and NASDAQ's giving a little bit back. We got oil up just a tad, but it's below $60 a barrel, and this helps inflation. We got the 10-year treasury. It closed and stayed below 4%. So what's this going to do to the markets? Well, let's get over to here. Here's what I want to explain to you guys. Why is the market rallying? And that's the deep dive I dove into last night, and I think I figured it out. Okay, so here's what we want to look at. Today's tape saw a rare rise in bonds. We had bonds increasing in price, bringing down the yields. We also had a stock market doing really well. Below is a quick, easy-to-read navigation of what happened yesterday. So let's go down through here. What lifted equities yesterday? Well, earnings momentum. We're going to get a slew of earnings the rest of this week. So earnings is a huge piece of this. Better than feared Q3 prints. A lot of people were thinking, okay, tariffs are going to kill the momentum on earnings in Q3, Q4 of this year because of the tariffs implemented at the beginning of the year. Well, they're not yet, but we're going to look at those here in a second because I have a slew of earnings coming in this week we really want to focus in on. But then we have mega caps leading the way. We have huge companies leading the way coming out with earnings every day saying, okay, we beat expectations. So that means on that side, maybe the consumer's a little bit better. Maybe the inflation isn't as worse. Let's keep going down through here. Here's where it kind of starts kind of piecing together. Softer rate fears, easing yields, lower discount rates, and support valuations. So the lower rates are, well, the higher the stocks can go because of valuations. I'll explain that here in a second. And improved sentiment, calmer headlines around trade, deficits, wars, and everything else. Why the bond market rallied? Here, let me get my head out of the way now. Lower rate path odds. Market paced less hawkish Fed projections, growth of inflation, quality bid, ongoing demand of duration in macro uncertainties. I'll explain this in English in a second. Inflation expectations anchored. Break even and surveys remain contained. Positioning, short covering tactics. So here's what's happened. A lot of people jumped into the bond market and they're like, we don't know what's going to happen. We think inflation's going to uptick a lot more than expected. So they were manipulating the bond market and actually shorting the market, hoping that the bond prices went in the wrong direction. Well, they were wrong. So when they're covering their shorts, that helps the bond market as well. So here's, in a nutshell, here's what's going on. We see companies doing pretty well. Okay, we're going to watch their earnings reports and we're going to go over those in a second. But we couple that with an environment that's unemployment rates haven't spiked yet. That's what the Federal Reserve is watching. We have inflation that's kind of in check. Okay, so then we start looking at earnings. Are the earnings going to come in for companies? Okay, that's going to give us projections of where the economy is going and things from there. Then we look at the rearview mirror and forward ahead, what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, if you go over to that, we look at the Fed Watch tool. You go to CME Fed Watch. In eight days, the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting. What are they going to do? There's a 98% chance they're going to cut. Okay, so the December meeting, there's a 96% chance they're going to cut again. So we have two rate cuts coming at the next two Fed meetings. And then on top of that, we have earnings that are coming in pretty good. So if you're not feeling that good out there as a person, well, maybe I can help you out. So my name is Dan Free. I do this report each day to help you guys out. If you're looking to buy, maybe invest. I'm not an investor coach or a financial planner, but every Tuesday I come out and I have Stock Talk Tuesday, where I explain to you guys how to understand stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and things like that. And we're going to focus in today on the earnings reports. But what do you do if you're a homeowner or a home buyer? Because you're watching this channel trying to figure out, you're scratching your head saying, okay, Dan, you said if the bonds went under 4%, mortgage rates are going to come down. Well, they're not going to come down much further than where they are. So let's get over to my market briefs here in a second. Let's put all this together. Here's what's most likely going to happen. Why this could happen is good news. Lower yields relieve pressures on multiples and housing affordability. Stabilization of credit conditions reduce recession odds. So recession odds are starting to drop. Positive earnings. So that's what we're going to focus in on. So this is most likely the outcome that we're going to see. If you go over to here, inflation surprise. I don't think we're going to see any surprises in inflation, but we could. The Fed pushback, they might come back and say, no, we're not going to cut. Don't think that's going to happen. Profit disappointments, it could be. So the most common outcome, or the most probable outcome between these two, is going to be right there here. Okay, so what was happened to rates with this, if this does happen? Well, what you have to do is you have to subscribe to my channel. Okay, here's what I mean. If you're a homeowner, we created what's called Rate Watch 2.0. Okay, so if you're a homeowner, what I'm allowing you to do is let me know what rate you want to refinance. So let's go over to here for 1 second. This is my website. So if you're a homeowner, here's what I need you to do. We have a Rate Watch 2.0 tool right through here. If you're trying to refinance and just don't know when, don't know how, or you're just like, I just can't time the market, or you're saying, hey, it's too expensive, why don't you put your information into Rate Watch 2.0? What's going to happen is when rates hit that target rate that you're looking for, I'm going to reach out to you. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over what the new payment would be, what the cost would be, and what your break-even point's going to be. If it's under a year, it's kind of a no-brainer. So that's for homeowners. What do you do if you're a home buyer? Well, let's get back over to this. This is what my expectations are. We're going to see good earnings reports. We're going to see a nice cooling of the environment. So we're going to see mortgage rates kind of stabilizing right through here. So are they going to get to the end of the 5 range? They could. Okay, but my expectations for Q4 of this year, Q1 of next year, I don't think these are really going to go way down into the fives. So could we trickle in at 5.875 to 5.99? Yeah, maybe. But here's my expectations. I'm thinking rates are going to stay right about 5.875 or 5.99. We're going to hit there. And then they're going to range between that and 6.25. So it's going to be that tight range. There's really nothing to push it any further, because let's look at it again. We have a Fed cutting. When they're not going to be massively cutting rates. You have earnings coming in that are pretty darn good, but there's still uncertainties out there. Government shutdown. We have tariffs, especially with China, that haven't been resolved yet. So there's a lot of uncertainty still out there. But rates, they're here, and they're here to stay. They're not going to go back up to 7, but I don't think they're going to go into the 4s anytime soon. So if you're out there, you're a home buyer, please visit us at the Rate Update as well. Schedule a consultation with us. This is what we do for a living. I've been doing this for over 35 years, folks. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you maneuver home ownership or even refinancing. So go to therateupdate.com, put in your application, or just schedule a consultation with me or Alan, and we'll do just that. We'll consult you basically from applications to keys in your pocket, or your application to refinancing to a lower rate. So that's what we're looking at for today. So on the economic front, I'm thinking stocks, they're going to be pretty good today. The bond market's going to stabilize right in these areas. We might have a little bit of an uptick from here, pushing rates just down a little bit further, but I'm expecting rates to be right about 6 to 6.25 Q4 of right now. So if you're above that, you're in the 7s, please reach out to us. Try to save some money, make housing a little more affordable. If you're an investor, join me at 2 o'clock today. We're at Stock Talk Tuesday. I'm going to surprise you guys today. We're going to come out with an investment that you might not have thought about, and it might just be protecting you through all these uncertain times. So join me at Stock Talk Tuesday. But if you're out there, you're a homeowner or a potential home buyer, please visit us at therateupdate.com. Subscribe to my channel so every day when I post a video, you can learn a little bit more about mortgage rates and the markets. So thanks for watching. Join me today. And if you would, please subscribe to my channel over there so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great day. I'll see you at 2 o'clock with Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan. We can answer any of those questions for you. Even if you're a home buyer or home owner, join us as well, because you can ask questions about that as well. So see you then. Have a great afternoon. And I can't wait to see you at the live event. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.